Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring news, music, interviews, and events about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, nor its management. On this special day of March 4th, 2021
and 2025,
I'm featuring an episode on March 4th to Freedom and Health for All, manifesting a vegan world of egalitarianism, personal sovereignty, respect for bodily autonomy, non-discrimination and non-violence, inclusive compassion. We'll hear snippets of recordings from Hannah Maria in Spain, founder of Dawn of Peace. Let's start out with hearing from Hannah Maria in Spain about what's happening in Spain. After the break, we'll be joined by David Jardina in New York City.
Greetings from Santiago. We are here marching to protect our medical freedom and inalienable, eternal human rights. We are protesting against the ley de Auschwitz, which is a law to modify the health law here in Galicia, in Santiago. All of Spain has gathered together, all of resistance, together in a unified stand for freedom. We are here showing that the power is in us, in the people. None of us are political. None of us are against anybody. We are here to protect our human rights, our right to be untouched by the state. The new law in Santiago is proposing that the state has the right to remove you from your home against your free will, based on suspicion of being contagious, and medicate you and vaccinate you against your informed and voluntary consent. This is why we are here, marching together in a peaceful way. Here are also Doctors for the Truth, Police for Freedom, Artists for Liberty, Citizens for Freedom. To stand against this law, because it is, in actuality, a barbarity. It is a violation against all human rights declarations ever written. It is against the Nuremberg Code, according to which all medical intervention must be based on voluntary, prior, and informed consent, which is not the case with this law. So please spread the word. Stand up for your rights. Lots of love from Galicia.
Here's more from Hannah Maria in Spain.
A lot more people are beginning to wake up. I'm telling you, because I see this. We've been here every Sunday since the end of June last year. So I'll show you a little bit the signs we have. So this sign is really significant because, you know, they're portraying that Spain somehow has some kind of urgent pandemic happening and it's one of the red countries. And people are just basically dropping dead everywhere on the streets. Well, this couldn't be further from the truth. Because the truth is actually that in 2020, 17,000 people less died than in 2019. And 26,000 people less than in 2018. What kind of pandemic is this? Come on, guys. Literally, you're not allowed to walk on the street without a mask. How come you're allowed to take the mask off when you're walking and you're smoking? It's these logical fallacies, these contradictions are what, to me, make it so absolutely obvious that it's not about health. These measures are not about health, they're about control. So let's see, we have a wonderful group here today. Our group is constantly growing. So here we have some Danish reinforcement. This says, fining people for breathing is anti-constitutional, know your rights. And this is what's happening. People are being fined for breathing, for not wearing a mask. We have flyers that are sharing information about the secondary effects of wearing a mask. You know, what does it actually do to your health when you're constantly, you know, messing with your oxygen flow? What is it doing that you're rebreathing, you know, the bacteria that gets trapped in that mask? And what does it do to your, you know, carbon dioxide levels and so on and so forth. Patrick is rocking two signs today. Three, okay. It's double-sided. So this one says, the fear and the lies are destroying humanity, our economy, our culture, and our joy. Look around yourself and see what is happening. Where is the music? Where are the festivals? Where are the children? And then this one, which is, anyone can fact check this, Kerry Mullis, who actually invented the PCR test, says that you cannot use it as a diagnostic test to prove that someone is in an active state of infection. This is the guy who actually created the test, and this is what he said. Find out for yourself. This is truth. This is what they're trying to hide from you. And the whole thing is based on this fraudulent test. Let that one sink in. Mostly we get really positive responses from people, I gotta tell you. Okay, this is for those who don't understand how to detect a tyranny, okay? Symptoms of tyranny, let's talk about that, yeah? Increased presence of police. Systemic persecution of peaceful people. Toques de queda means curfews and restrictions of movement, censorship, and medical violence. Just do a little checklist in the country where you're in and just see if any of those things are happening. If you have more than two things happening, I would pretty much guarantee you you're looking at a dictatorship manifesting. Here, this one is really integral to understand as well. It says, nobody has the right to impose or enforce a medical intervention on you, including the police. Not a mask, not a test, and not a vaccine. Nobody in the world has that authority. Why is that? Because we are all equal in our rights. Nobody has the right to touch you against your free will. This is why in the Nuremberg Code, they've established that all medical interventions must be based on prior, free, and informed consent. Okay, if you don't know what the vaccine does, you absolutely have the right to ask more about it from your doctor. Ask about the ingredients, ask about the action, ask what are the risks. Remember, all pharmaceutical products always have risks involved. So you have the right to know what are those risks. And death is something that these guys, in their manufacturer's inserts, they disguise under 32 different little abbreviations. So you need to be aware, what are those abbreviations that are being used to say death as a possible side effect? We need to keep asking questions. And the last one here is about the police of freedom. And I've got great news for you guys. This movement is actually spreading. I've been directing and coordinating this movement internationally. And now we have a chapter opening in the UK, in Sweden, in the Netherlands, in Australia, and soon also in the United States. Police are starting to stand alongside us. They are starting to see that they are the people's police. They don't want to harass and terrorize peaceful people who are just walking around and breathing, who want to go to church, who want to open their business up. It's a dictatorship. And sooner or later, all these uniformed people are gonna wake up to the reality and refuse to mandate these immoral and inhumane rules. I send you so much love, courage, faith, and strength. Hasta luego!
Veganism is a movement about freedom and ahimsa, non-harmfulness, non-violence. In deep veganism philosophy, we understand the quantum theory of intertwined consciousness. As we sow, we reap. What we put out comes back. What goes around comes around. We can help to co-create a vegan paradigm on this planet. When we extend freedom to others, that freedom will boomerang back to us. Veganism, let's reach the tipping point as soon as possible on this planet.
What time is it?
It's mango time.
Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
What have we made of this world? Every way, every turn, it's a battle. There's a war going on between men and the birds, beasts and cattle. The front line is there in your eyes. Don't do all of the things you despise, but all you can change it. Who are we to demand of the tribes? Russian creatures pay our price. Cause the blinkers are there on our eyes, and yet we seem so nice. To the man who kills with no need, if we realize our body feeds, oh yes,
we would change it.
I'm not a meat crazy, it's just a meat baby.
What? No.
What No Meat, performed by Captain Sensible and Rachel Boyd, released 1985.
So the business we hold all the cards and they think they're so healthy. And the glory is the fat and the cost is to feed all the wealthy. And you wonder why the hell there are wars, when in truth all the answers are yours. But of course
you can change it.
Published by Bonobo TV, a not-for-profit organization using words and music to inspire change. At the start of the show, we heard a clip of Henna Maria when she lived in the Andalusian mountains in Spain. And now here's a little snippet of my interview with Henna and her husband Richard when they were in Peru. They have now moved to Henna's motherland, Finland. Thanks again for tuning in. This interview was in 2020. And so let's start out with what has brought you to the Andes.
We own a piece of rainforest here, actually, in the Amazon rainforest in Peru. And we are protecting this land and we are cultivating some medicinal plants there. And so we actually came to check up on our land and hold a little retreat here in Peru. But as we were here, then the lockdown began, so we got stuck.
Yeah.
Wow. So how long have you been there now?
Well, I think we've been in lockdown for like 7 weeks now.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
We got here in February, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah, this is such a crazy, bizarre experience that we're all worldwide are finding ourselves in.
Yeah. Ooh,
yeah.
We see that veganism is not a separate cause, but it's actually like at the very heart of the solution to our world. The animal abuse, you know, the institutionalized animal rape, torture, and murder is one of the causalities that we see that is causing violence onto humanity as well, because everything manifests in the collective consciousness. So if you go on our website, dawnofpeace.org, you can see all the things that we have highlighted there. And then we talk about also technology, because we see that, you know, harmony and living in nature is an absolute requirement for
for
our species. Yeah.
The abuse of technology is we're starting to see it rearing its ugly head.
Mm.
So we think that's something very important to acknowledge as well.
Yeah.
How come militaries haven't been shut down?
Right. Yeah. Well, to me, it looks like the military are obviously being kept going. Because, I mean, just over here in Peru, for example, the military are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the streets. They're outside the markets with their machine guns. I mean, literally.
Mm-hmm.
It's spooky. Even in the small town near us, it's tiny. But there's military all over the place. So, yeah, it's a good question. Why is the military being kept going?
Mm-hmm.
Well, to start controlling the people.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. So it's a total lockdown, meaning that only one person of the household is allowed to leave at any one time. They have had these strange measures changing from one week to the next. There was one week where the days were divided when women were allowed to be outside and when men were allowed to be outside.
That was crazy. Yeah.
And then we actually had a bit of a conflict as well with the police where we were disagreeing with some of these measures, and they were very clear. They said to us that during the state of emergency, we have no human rights. And he said they are completely suspended. and that be careful, because if you disrespect the police, you can get 8 years in prison here. So that was quite a shocker for us.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty bad, but actually, it is a lot worse in places like Lima, which is the capital city, and Iquitos, which is another huge city in the jungle. I've heard from people there that it really is just a nightmare.
We're listening to Richard and Hannah joining us from Peru. This is Miley Nara, host of Vegan Nation. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. We're listening to Jason Oliver, featuring his sister, Leia Olivier. All they want is freedom. After this short break, we'll be joined by David Jardina, who's joining us via Skype in New York City. Welcome back from the break, and thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We're continuing with our Freedom and Health special. Here's David Jardina, a vegan animal liberation activist, filmmaker, author, and a crooner, singer-songwriter in New York City. Welcome, David, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, thanks, Marlene. It's great to be back here. I love your show.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much. I respect that you have a holistic perspective on authentic veganism.
Yes, which, and we've discussed this before, I think that seems to be pretty rare.
Yes, and speaking of that, I see a lot of freedom activists who are not vegan, and yet they'll be, you know, saying, hey, the Nuremberg Code, you know, a set of 10 ethical principles, and that's being violated by all these coerced and forced injections. Yet when we look at one of the principles of the Nuremberg Code, it is, quote, experiments should be based on animal experimentation and knowledge of the disease being studied, end quote. So there it is right there. The boomerang effect. As long as we as humanity continue to enslave and imprison and violate and exploit the other animals, including all those females and males in all the laboratories.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's ironic at best with all of those principles, so-called ethical principles. And right there, one of them is testing on animals. It's ignorant on so many levels. Testing using animals, sentient beings who do not give their consent, cannot give their consent. So it's a whole multi-layered paradigm of ignorance. And myths, mythology.
Yes, and I also see it as the deception that is being put upon the global human population by the powers that shouldn't be, of course, all the, you know, the moneyed interests.
Right.
That deception, of course, I see again as a boomerang effect, safe hunting and fishing. That's all based on deception. You know, here I'm feeding you some food and really to help you, and it's the total opposite. I'm here to capture you and harm you. With fishing, or
that's right.
With baiting, with
that's
hunting,
right.
You know? So it's just all, yeah. And so there I see the boomerang effect that the human population is deceived by the multi-billionaire, the predator class. So it was a shame what has happened, especially since 2020. Do you have personal experiences with that also?
Oh, I certainly do. Yes, you're right. It's beyond words what has happened, what is happening now. They'll keep trying. And money talks, money's power. You know, back when the whole scamdemic, and I'll call it that, scamdemic, kicked in, I essentially was out of work. I freelance. I do different things as a freelancer. And all the companies that I had worked with for years before that said, nope, if you're not vaccinated, you can't come back. Oh, you're not wearing a mask. Oh, you can't come in here. Oh, you don't have your vaccine card. You don't have this. You don't have that. And I couldn't talk my way out of it. I tried to get legal advice about this, And do you know that all of the so-called legal support systems that were out there, you know what they all told me? Oh, no, you have no rights. Literally, you have no rights. If you won't wear a mask, if you won't get tested, then you don't have a leg to stand on. So really, I was literally out of work for close to 2 years. And the mass hysteria that everybody was running with.
Yes, and I appreciate the video that you published about you visiting the hospitals, and there was the only thing happening was the military.
Oh, absolutely. They were claiming in the news, we'd see the news, read the news, and they were saying, oh, it's pandemic, people are dropping like flies, that the these makeshift hospitals, these tent hospitals, which we had a few of them in the city, one was at the Javits Center, one was at Central Park, and there was another one, and they're jam-packed, they can't even fit them in. So I decided to go and investigate, and I went up and I filmed these tent hospitals, two of them. There was nothing, absolutely nothing happening. I just saw some security people sitting outside on card tables and some military people going in and out. No sick people, no patients, nothing. Nothing was happening. So it was very much a lie, what we were being told.
Now I'm happy to hear that. Here you are, March 4th, carrying on. Nothing stops you, David Jardina. Awesome. So let's hear about your new projects in 2025.
Well, yes, right now, as we speak, I'm working on a featurette film, which will be, I think when it's done, it'll be about 20 minutes in length. So a longish short film. And I'm going to tell you, you're the first person to hear this, and the listeners who are hearing this are the first to know the title. I haven't announced it till now. And it's called Mystery on the Vegan Express. And it's a retro film. It's kind of set in the 30s. And some of it will be shot on location at a classic, I guess you call it a vintage railroad in Connecticut. Some people might be familiar with it, but it's an old train station and train circa 1920 that's still in operation, but it's only used for like tourist trips, not really to go anywhere else. So I'm going to be filming some scenes there probably this summer.
Awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've been on that train before being vegan.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful. Oh, yeah. Well, unfortunately, the train itself, the one in Connecticut that I'm going to be filming at, is not a vegan train. You know, I'll do my best when I'm there to try to change their mind. But yeah, but the movie is about a train that is called the Vegan Express, and there's a mystery concerning the train. And the train ride that I won't give away because it wouldn't be a mystery if I did. But there is a vegan message, of course, you would think, being that it's called the Vegan Express. Yeah, so right now I'm in pre-production. I'm getting everything together, props, everything else I'm getting in place.
Very cool.
Yeah, so it's very funny, Marlene, when you contacted me to do this interview today, I was in the process of researching wardrobe and costumes for this film that I'm doing called Mystery on the Vegan Express. And of course, I want the wardrobe, all the pieces, to be vegan, cruelty-free. And it's very difficult because, especially since it's vintage, it's taking place in the 30s, so the clothing has to be vintage or have a vintage look, but it can't be made from tweed. Well, tweed is a nice way of saying it has animal cruelty in it. It has wool. And they will get that in there wherever they can, certainly with overcoats, with men's suits, and even some hats, you know, are made from animal fibers. So I'm just looking, researching online, but what I have to do is just set out and go to stores and look for these clothing pieces, articles that are completely ethical and what I'd say vegan.
Great.
And that's a good part of the budget for this film that I'm fundraising for is going toward the wardrobe.
Is there any other projects that you have going on right now?
There's one other. It's an album, a music album that I'm working on. It's with the Esteemed Onions. Now, the Esteemed Onions is a vocal duo. I'm one half of it, and the other half is Gene Murillo. So I'm East Coast, and Gene's on the West Coast. But we record, we do our vocals, and then I mix them together and everything. So we are doing that now. The album is called We're Free, and we've recorded about 5 songs so far. We have 5 more to go. And then we'll release it it'll be a big release of that, the album called We're Free by the Esteemed Onions.
Oh, good. I love the Esteemed Onions.
Thank you. Yeah, we have fun with it. We love it. And our songs are socially relevant. That's pretty much what they're all about. With rare exception, we do songs that have to do with higher consciousness, certainly about veganism and activism and being free. That's what they're about.
Yes. Well, thank you, David. And we're coming to a close in the interview for today. What contact information can you share with our listeners and any other additional messages?
Yes, please, if you want to, you can contact me at my email address, which is croonprince, that's CROONPRINCE, at yahoo.com. And you can also look me up on my online store, which is croonprince.gumroad.com. So croonprince, again, the way I spelled it, .gumroad, GUMROAD.com. Thank you, Marlene. It's been great to be back here talking to you. Kindred spirit.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much.
My message always in closing is go vegan. Don't harm anybody. Live the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. And by others, I mean humans as well as non-humans. We all have the same capacity to feel things and to think and to emote and all of that. So it's much simpler to say, go vegan. That's what it means.
Beautiful. Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
Can anybody help me out with some spare change so I can get some organic cashew milk over here?
Hard luck. Well, I guess that I have had my share. Fortune smiles, but she just gives me the icy stare. Seen the time, a single dime looked to me like a silver mine. Yesterday, I took a trip to play blackjack. Same hard luck, walked it all the way from Sheepshead back. Lost my dough, and friends I know just said, I told you so. All I got was sympathy, but it ain't a bit of use to me. When I was broke and hungry, my friends all said to me, don't worry, Dave, there's lots of fish down in the brook. All you need is a line and a rod and a hook. Huh? Ain't it funny when you look for money, all you get is sympathy. Landlord too treats me just as mean can be. Money down, or just kindly let me have the key. Once I know, rain and snow, out in the cold world had to go. Friends of mine, they just shook their heads and answered no. Sorry, Dave, money doesn't grow on trees, you know. Sympathized and criticized, and all of them advised. All I got was sympathy, but it ain't a bit of use to me. When I was broke and hungry, my friends all said to me, don't worry, Dave, there's lots of fish down in the brook. All you need is a line and a rod and a hook. But that's not even vegan for career. Ain't it funny when you look for money, all you get is sympathy.
Go vegan.
That was David Jardina with his song Sympathy.
Please join us again next week as we continue with our program for freedom and health. Thanks for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, nor its management. Wishing you all a safe and pleasant day.